Hello, I'm Joseph Zinn. Today we're here interviewing Mr. Quinlan. I'd like to thank him for taking his time to talk to us and listen to our questions.
Fine, you're quite welcome.
Thanks, sir.
What made you become a teacher?
What made me become a teacher? Well, the answer to that is quite simple. There was only one thing I ever wanted to do was teaching. And I think I was 10 years of age when I decided to become a teacher, because I had one very good teacher in primary school, whose name was Mr. Murray, and he was an amazing teacher. I ended up learning so much from him that I used to go home and teach my brother at the end of the bed what I learned that day.
How long are you teaching?
I am teaching since 1980, which means it's around 38 years.
And why are you retiring?
I'm retiring now because I'm 60. I feel that I have done everything I ever wanted to do in teaching. I've been 30 years in this school and more or less 8 years in other schools. And I've taught Irish mostly in my career. I've taught mathematics. I've taught history. I've taught French. I've taught Italian. So I've taught a lot of things and I've been in a lot of different schools. And I feel I've no more to learn or to give in this level.
What's your favourite memory teaching?
Wow, that is a very hard question. What is my favourite memory of teaching? I think probably my favourite memory academically would have been the first Honours Irish class I ever had, and that all of them passed their exams and most of them got the honours and a lot of them went on to university. And these boys now are about 43 or 44, and I still remember them as my first Honours Irish class for the Leaving Cert, and that they had done so well. And some of them would still keep in contact with me. So that would be my favourite memory, and I can remember how well I got on with that class.
Was it a difficult decision to retire?
Retiring is a difficult decision, yes. Because you are used to doing something for 30 years, but you have to have a plan. And if you don't have a plan, it would be very frightening, but I have a plan.
Has Joey's changed since you joined?
Yes, Joey's has changed immensely. In my time in the school, there have been 3 different Joey's. So if you'd like to take that's 30 years. So the first 10 years would have been Joey's, like Art School Riche. Then the numbers dropped down. And the second 10 years became the time when we went into the repeat Leaving Cert. And so we took in boys and girls for repeat Leaving Cert. And one year we had over 50, maybe nearly 60 of them. So that lasted for just about 10 years. And then the last 10 years has been Joey's as a special ed school, where we had an autism unit. And the last 10 years I went into the autism. So in other words, there have been 3 different schools since I've come there. One, the first 10 years, very academic. The second 10 years, we had the repeat Leaving Cert. The third 10 years, we went into special ed and we had a lot of autistic boys and then other special ed.
Any plans for the future?
Yes, I have. I am completing a degree in VCU, and I'll be doing just one class a week third year BA next year on human development. So my plan is to do a little bit more study, travel, and just enjoy my retirement, really.
What's your proudest moment here?
Wow, that is even harder than my proudest moment. Oh gosh, now that's hard. I'll have to think about that. Proudest moment here. Proudest moment. It's hard to think of a particular thing, but I'm always proud when boys do well in their lives. I'm thinking of one boy now at the moment who is now a master's in computer applications and whose life was a misery when he was at school. His mother had problems with alcohol. It looked like he was never going to achieve anything. And strangely enough, when he got to university, he found the right course. He graduated and then went on to get a master's, has a marvelous job now. Everything is going well. So it's very proud, like, for instance, he'd be an example of the type of boy that would make me proud. And there's many of them like that who have been really successful but have come from tough backgrounds. And you'd be very, very proud when those boys do so well.
If you could change one thing about the school, what would it be?
Wow. Gosh, you've picked up hard questions now. If I could change one thing about the school, what would it be? That's a hard one now. One thing. Oh, yeah. I think one thing I would change, if I could, but I know it's impossible, is the lack of space in the school. I actually feel we are, having been in five other schools, I find the lack of space in this school prohibitive. For instance, I would feel that this school could do with woodwork room, metalwork room. And because we don't have that space, that we can't offer a broad enough curriculum. So if I had one thing to change, I would hope that would be, if we had more space, to be able to give people more room for. Because I know that's why we can't have woodwork rooms. We just literally don't have the space.
What advice would you give to future students?
What advice would I give to future students? I would say, enjoy your school life. I would say, listen. I would say, always do your homework. Because I think that can be enjoyable. Because if you don't do it, you won't get places. I think to realise, I'd say to pupils, the education is the key to life. And if you find this key, for me, education has given me everything. And I'd say if you realise that education can be a key to your success, keep working. That's what I'd say.
And what advice would you give to future teachers?
I would say make sure that you know the pupils you're teaching. Make sure that you understand their background. Make sure that you can relate to them well. And then I'd say, make sure you know your subject well, because then you'll be able to communicate that to them.
What's your favourite memory working with Mr. Timmins?
My favourite memory working with Mr. Timmins is when one time the two of us began to co-teach in mathematics in a fifth year class, and we did it for a term. And it was good because Mr. Timmins has quite a good sense of humour. So that was my favourite memory personally with him, that both of us taught a class together for a term.
And finally, will you miss it?
Yes, I think I will miss it, because something that you've been doing for 30 years and then suddenly to stop it has to be a big trauma in anyone's life. You do something for 30 years and then suddenly stop it. But as I said, you have to put something in place for it. And I think I have done that. I will definitely travel, definitely do a bit of more study, hopefully continue on. And I hope to work a bit too in the local community in East Wall.
Thanks again, Mr. Quinnan, for taking this time to talk to us, and enjoy your retirement.
Thank you very much. Most appreciate your asking me the questions.